This broadcast is general in nature and is provided for informational use only and should not be considered investment advice or an offer for a particular security. Views and opinions expressed are those of Richard Bassett and are subject to change based on market and other conditions. Consult an investment professional regarding your unique situation. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Keep in mind, investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Investment decisions should be based on an individual's own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If your retirement is just a few years away, it may be time to adjust your investing strategy.
The shocking statistic is that by the time somebody reaches 65, 95%, they're dead broke, they're dependent on family, or they're dependent on government.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to prove and provide lifetime income.
Welcome to the Financial Planning Hour, presented by J. Marshall Associates of Fall River, hosted by financial advisor Richard Bassett. Over the next hour, be prepared to hear ideas, concepts, and strategies that may challenge the way you were taught to think about saving and investing for retirement. It's time to roll up our sleeves and get to it. Now, here's the host of the Financial Planning Hour, Richard Bassett.
And welcome into the Financial Planning Hour with Richard Bassett, proudly sponsored by J. Marshall Associates and joined in studio by David Brown. We are live today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Monday the 22nd, just after 1 o'clock, and we are ready to talk financial planning. I want to start off by talking about something that just happened to me minutes ago.
This happened to me as well. You're not alone.
Minutes ago, I got a fraud alert from my bank. We won't use the bank's name, no free advertising, but we got a fraud alert from my bank, and they're telling me someone's trying to wire money from my bank to their bank. They were able to give me a name, a location. It's somewhere in Florida. They were able to tell me the person's name. But the craziest part is they sent me a code, and then it said on it, don't ever give out this code. And then she asked me for the code. She said, yeah, well, you can give it to me, though. I said, well, it doesn't say that. It says, don't ever give it out.
Sounds pretty redundant or something.
Yeah, it sounds fishy, suspicious. As the kids would say, sus. That's what they would say. And quite frankly, I spent a lot of time with my son this weekend, so you might get that. But the reality is that I don't know who to believe right now, honestly. And I think that's something we're all starting to have a more exposure to, quite frankly, as a society. Our information is out there everywhere. And we think it's secure. We think it's safe. But oftentimes it's not. We have practices at our office that are somewhat cumbersome and tedious, but you know, I have one client in particular. He wants money sent to him pretty regularly. His daughter's in college, so that comes with a lot of cost, of course. And every time he emails me asking for a withdrawal, I call him. And it took him about two or three times for that to happen. And then he finally figured out, he goes, every time I ask for money, you're going to call me, aren't you? I said, yes. Every time.
That's your job. You're doing a good job.
Yeah. And it was funny because he was like, well, why do you do that? I'm like, well, because I want to make sure it's you. Because once we wire money out somewhere or send money out, we can't get it back, especially if it's in a foreign country or, you know, criminal organization, what have you. But I think it's just unbelievable the amount of frustration it can really affect your day. You know, we talk about money is security. We talk about the reality of the fact that that's what it provides us. You know, I've always said money doesn't make you happy, it gives you options.
Yeah.
You know, certainly. And I think that when your money's at jeopardy or at risk, it's really intimidating and scary because you don't really know who to believe, like I'm saying. So what I ended up doing, just to kind of wrap up the little diatribe I'm on, is I called my local bank, my branch, and I spoke to them and directly, and I still don't really know who called me the first time, because it was funny, the lady I was speaking to who called me, and you know, from the fraud quote-unquote area, said, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm at the bank because the number on the back of your card is the number I'm calling from. Now I looked, it wasn't actually, it was off, it was close, but it was not the number. So I still don't know who really called me the first time. So just a reminder, you know, don't ever give out your credit card information over the phone to someone you don't know, trust explicitly, understand who it is, and understand that people lie.
I've got a dumb question about this.
Sure.
This is a brick-and-mortar bank. This isn't like some online
banking. It's a brick-and-mortar, well-known
institution. So you can walk in.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Probably what I'm going to do as soon as I'm off the air today.
Because there's other banking applications that, you know, your bank account is online, and that's the only place it is.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. There are banks like that, Dave. We have some clients, usually younger clients, have those online banks. Again, they pay higher rates sometimes than the local brick-and-mortar banks because, again, they have no employees.
Sure.
They have no overhead. They have no building. So you can't actually go see someone.
Right.
I was talking to someone last week who has an account with Voya from when he used to work. His email's not the same anymore. His cell phone's not the same anymore. So he literally has to drive to an office in Connecticut to prove he is who he is so that he can get access to his retirement funds. This world is changing so quickly. I think it surprises everybody how quickly it's really changing. And oftentimes, I don't think for the best. And I read an article a long time ago. I wish I had kept it because the author was clearly a forward-thinking person. And in the article, this is going back 15 years or so, it said that in the future, we would communicate more, but we would enjoy communication less. Well, certainly that is my feeling today as I'm communicating with you all over the radio airs.
I heard you're communicating with the bank people, too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the that's the reality. It's really scary because, you know, if you have something planned or if you, you know, you don't have extra money, it's really scary if someone were to access your bank. And, you know, the craziest part is this happened today. And on Friday, I got my new debit card in the mail because a few days ago, before that, I guess there was an unauthorized purchase. So I don't know if it's all connected. I don't really know. But my conspiracy theory brain is going nuts right now. And I really don't have a clue on who called me from the bank. And the reality is I probably never will know. I never will know. But, you know, certainly it does make you think that sometimes the old ways are the best ways. And like Dave said, you know, walking into your bank, they know me by name. They know my face. They know who I am. They know my banking activities. They know how I bank, how I like to bank. And certainly, you know, I think that when you're going to those online only banks, you have to understand you're giving something up and you're giving up that personal touch. You're giving up the reality that, you know, if you end up in a situation like I am today, you might have nowhere to turn. Reminds me of a client situation I had last year. A nice older lady who had some money at another bank, and she didn't have a cell phone. She doesn't have email. She's like 86 years old. And we literally had to drive down to the bank with her son and her and to prove she was who she was so that we could actually access the money. Nice thing is we were able to do that. It's a local branch here, a couple of them in Fall River, so we were able to do that, no problem. But the reality is that, you know, this future generation here with online technology, they're really slick. They're smart.
Well,
you know?
I mean, the more technology there is, there's just the more advanced the human beings become, the more ways there are to commit fraud.
Yeah.
I remember 25 years ago, I worked at a ski area, and there was people come in with their credit cards, mm-hmm. and they run them with a blue paper.
Carbon
prints. A person was staying after work, fishing all the carbon print copies out,
mm-hmm.
holding them up to the light, getting the date, mm-hmm. getting the number, mm-hmm. and the security code, though, and
which is why
paying
they got
her bills with it.
Right, which is why they got away from that stuff, by the way, probably in part, right?
Because
it had paper records of it, Dave.
Yeah.
And now what's happening is now we've been convinced that online is better, it's faster, it's more efficient. Certainly is.
You get ripped off faster is what happens.
A lot faster, and a lot more often, it seems. So, you know, this is something I'm sure other people are struggling with from time to time. You know, I'm not the only one. But I think that just a couple of safety reminders, and it's like when I have safety conversations with my child at home, if it seems suspicious, it probably is. If those little hairs in the back of your neck start to stand up, you're probably, that's your body telling you, that's your intuition telling you, this doesn't seem right. It doesn't
Something's
seem normal.
Off.
And if someone asks you for a code that says right on it, clearly, and I'll read it for you because I just think it's so fascinating that they would say that. It says, my bank will never call you to request this passcode. And then it tells me my one-time code. Okay. And then she says, what's the code? It's like, are you kidding me?
Did you read that to her?
No, I didn't read her the code. I just said
no.
It says, don't. No one will ever ask you for this.
That's what I mean.
Well, I can get it, though, because I sent it to you. I said, well, how do I know that? I don't know who you are. And then the woman ended up hanging up on me. I don't know if it was because I was frustrating her or what, but if she was a fraudster, good. Let her find some other victim who's not as easily convinced, I guess. And it's funny because, you know, let's face it, I work in the world of trust. I meet a client. I tell them their financial plan. I create the financial plan for them after I uncover their goals and concerns. I help them implement that plan. Oftentimes there's money that's changing, you know, not hands, of course, we don't accept the money in our office, but, you know, checks are being written or transfer forms or rollover forms are being executed. And it's just amazing to me that in the world that we live in and in the business that I'm in, and again, this is not respectfully to, you know, my parents or that generation, I grew up in this. I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. I have cyber training every year as part of my job. Every year I have to do hours and hours and hours of continuing education in which we talk about fraud and we talk about phishing scams and the like and how to spot them and how to uncover them. And, you know, I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful, one, for myself, and I'm also very, very thankful for my clients because obviously, you know, as I've said for as long as I can remember, it takes 30 years to build a reputation and 30 seconds to ruin it. I remember a real estate situation, different business, but similar, down on the Cape, I remember, if I'm remembering the details correctly, where somebody actually wired hundreds of thousands of dollars from a house closing to a fraudulent bank account, and that money was gone. It was never seen again, and obviously, wow. You know, that particular real estate office, they closed because of it, because you don't come back from something like that. You know, you don't come back from something like that. So you've got to really think, you know, if someone calls you out of the blue and starts, you know, I'm from this bank, I'm from that bank, or I'm from this investment company even, be suspicious. You know, have they ever called you before? Have they ever called you before? What identifying numbers do you have? You know, it used to be easy when they come to your door, the cable man came to your door and you had his employee ID, right? You don't get that when someone calls you on the phone. So it's really tough to know. And, you know, especially when we talk about with our older clients, you know, I'm reminded of a story last year when I had a client come in and she had got a Facebook message from her uncle. And her uncle said that, you know, you got to talk to this lady. She's making me a ton of money. And the lady was a fraudster, of course, and ended up talking. And when my client came in to see me, it was too late. She had already bought the Apple gift cards. She had already taken the pictures of the Apple gift cards and sent them to these people. So they literally stole her money with her being an accomplice to her stealing her money. I mean, it was unbelievable. But, you know, there's some keys that you can really spot if you look closely enough. And after the break, we will talk about those keys, because I think it's important that we do a show like this every once in a while. And man, I'm fired up about it. But yeah. I think that it's something that we should talk about, because the reality is the more aware you are, the better chance you have of not becoming a victim to these types of fraud and scams and the like. So we'll take our first break. We'll come back strong. And again, if you've got questions or even a story to share, 508-673-1480. After the break, 508-673-1480. We'll be right back.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first 5 callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed, animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology custom designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit. Call 855-406-6218. That's 855-406-6218. Call now or visit us online at financialplanninghour.com. More of the Financial Planning Hour is next. Question for Richard. The studio line is 508-673-1480. You're listening to the Financial Planning Hour.
And welcome back into the Financial Planning Hour with your host, Richard Bassett, proudly sponsored by J. Marsh Associates and joined in studio by David Brown. Today, we're talking a little bit of everything. I thought we were going to talk about Social Security, but I guess we're going to do that next week. Today, we're going to talk about scams and how to spot them. So, you know, I was telling a story before the break about my client who got a message on Facebook from her uncle. Now, the funny part is her uncle is like 90 years old at the time. And I asked her when she came in and, you know, I knew it was a scam because she felt so uncomfortable about it. She called me. So I brought her in the office, which is, you know, what I'll do. And she opened up her iPad and she started showing me Facebook messages that she was getting from this particular person. And there was a lot of warning signs there. But I think she was so excited to make some money or you know, to get ahead, if you will, that she kind of blew right past them. And, you know, and that's the thing. When in doubt, don't give it out. And that's really what you should live by. When in doubt, don't give it out. Remember that. Because if you're not sure who you're dealing with, chances are, again, your body's telling you something. Your mind's telling you something. So, you know, for her in particular, a couple of things, right? One, her uncle is 90 years old. Does he do Facebook messaging a lot? Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I don't know her uncle. But she does. And if he's never responded to you or never reached out to you on Facebook before, I would find it suspicious that now he's doing that. All right. The other things were she was asked to keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody. I love when my clients tell other people about me. We get 90% of our business from referrals because we want people to be happy and satisfied and successful and
spread the word.
Spread the word. Right. So if, you know, imagine if you're coming to my office, I'm like, oh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. No, of course not.
It says right on your card, don't keep us a secret.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to be well known. That's why I do the radio show in part, thanks to WSAR. But I think that's a scam, right? And then grammatical errors.
You know,
when this woman she was communicating with was talking about the United States, she wasn't talking about the United States. She was talking about United States. State. Singular, not plural. Remember, there's 50 of us, 50 yeah. states. We make up a union, and together we are the United States. Okay. And then the other things I noticed in the messaging was how she was asked to pay. It wasn't, you know, write a check or what's your debit card number. It was Apple gift cards, because gift cards are really easy to steal. Okay. In fact, we've been talking about another scam that was going through the news just a few weeks ago around Christmas time and such. But, you know, gift cards are really easy. So, you know, those codes in the back, once you have those codes, you've got the card. Think about it. You know, the Amazon gift card you have really isn't worth anything. It's just a piece of plastic. The important part of that is the code you have to uncover on the back. And when you do that, that's money.
That's okay? The card.
That's the card and the value of the card. And if you're giving away those codes, well, then you're giving away your money technically and quite frankly, not even technically, literally. Okay. So I think that, you know, that was a clear sign. Spelling errors, one. And then the other was how things were written. It was just not very well written. It was choppy. It was very choppy. And punctuation was all over the place. And it was capital letters the whole way through the messaging. In our world, we think of people who type to us in caps as yelling. That's a kid thing. So, you know, if you're mad at your wife or your son, you yell, you start typing all caps, they're going to think you're yelling. So, you know, we don't usually communicate like that. And, you know, really simple stuff that this client of mine, if she had discovered, she would have saved herself to the tune of about $800 that she lost in this little scam that she got caught up in. Now, luckily for her, when they asked for bigger amounts of money, that's when she came to see me. So luckily, it only got to 800. I guess that's one way to say it, luckily. But luckily, it wasn't her life savings. Luckily, it wasn't a scam that continued on for years and years and years. Because you just don't know nowadays who you're really talking to. And it's one of the reasons, even though I still do some house calls, I really like clients' first meeting to be in the office. I want them to see the office. I want them to feel and touch it and, you know, ring the bell and talk to the secretaries and get a cup of coffee, because they can see we're a legitimate business and how we run our business. We've been doing it for 40 years. So obviously that reputation helps, but I think, you know, first timers, and I wasn't a great Zoomer during COVID. I'd much prefer to be with somebody in person than I would to be talking over the phone, because nowadays with some of the AI and chatbot this and you know, all this kind of stuff, you don't even really know who you're talking to.
Or who else may be listening.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, there's been tons of scams out there. So another scam that was going around during the holidays was basically people were going out, they were skimming off of gift cards. And what they were doing is basically they were getting the numbers on the back of these gift cards, and then they were leaving them in the store so that when Dave Brown went in to buy one and give it to his girlfriend or what have you, he would literally buy the gift card. They would get an alert because they had linked it to their bank that, hey, your gift card's activated. And as soon as David activated that gift card, guess what? They took the money. And they did that. And it was happening across a lot of retailers. I don't remember what became of it, but of course, we've got into January and those kind of holiday stories go away. But I find it fascinating that that was another very recent story in the news about scamming. So you've got to really check and make sure, you know. And my parents, when they were alive, God bless them, they had a... they had a scam. They had a guy come to the house. They needed a new roof. And the guy gave him the best price in town. The best price. So good, it seemed like it was a steal. Well, it was, because he was stealing from them. He brought over a pallet of shingles and put it on the yard. And my parents felt really good about that. He gave him some more money. And then he never, ever, ever returned. Ever. And my parents were stuck with poorly constructed shingles and out money and had to go hire an actual roofer to do the job. So, you know, it could be online. It could be in person. The bottom line is what I notice, and not to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but I think the bottom line is that there's a lot of people out there that would rather steal money than make it and rather, you know, do it dishonestly than honestly. And I think that that's a real problem, and it's a black eye for society. But as a listener of the show, what you can do is educate yourself and your loved ones, especially your older loved ones. You know, we've heard about the grandparent scam. I don't know if you ever heard that one, Dave. That's a classic one where you get the grandparent's number and they call and they say, hey, granddad, it's Johnny. And you're like, You know, sometimes they don't even say their name, and you're embarrassed to ask which grandkid it is. So you're like, hey, what's going on? And they'll tell you, hey, I was in Canada. And this is the one that I've heard mostly is, hey, I was in Canada, you know, with some friends, and we took off for the week, and my parents don't know, so don't tell them. See, asked to be kept a secret.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were in an accident, but because we're Americans, they won't let us leave the country unless we pay the damage we caused. So I need you to wire $5,000 to this account. Many, many people got caught up in that and went through with it. So, you know, again, if your grandkid calls you, ask them questions. You know, hey, what was that Christmas gift I gave you last year?
Yeah, a question only they can answer.
Right. You know, where's that birthmark again? What's your mother's middle name? You know, whatever it is, you know, you can do, protect yourself, because once you wire money, once you transfer money, especially to a fraudster, there's no getting it back. There's no getting it back. And that's the scary part. So whether it's $100 or $100,000, you should protect yourselves at all times. And you've got to look at every transaction with a kind of a skewed eye. You know, the latest thing I heard on the news the other day was credit card skimmers. Those are becoming more and more popular as well, where, you know, you'll go into a grocery store, you'll use your debit card, and you don't realize that there's a little machine there recording all the transactions, all the information. And again, that information is going to be used to eventually take your money. You know, if you ever see, and I had this happen a few years ago, I got like three alerts on my phone from my bank saying there was three charges, and they were for pennies each. They were pennies, like 1 cent here, 1 cent here, 1 cent there. The reason they do that is to make sure the cards are going to work before they go after the big item they really want. So we'll take our second break. We'll come back. I've got some ideas. I actually went on the Attorney General's site for some ideas on how to spot more scams. We'll talk about that after the break. And again, if you need help retiring successfully and not being scammed, give my office a call, 508-673-3300.
In a world filled with volatile markets and risky, high-fee investment choices, you feel alone and confused.
Does the thought of planning for retirement remind you of a scary Hollywood movie trailer? Call now for a free, no-obligation retirement income kit packed full of easy-to-understand information designed to help you create and maintain steady, predictable retirement income that can never be lost in the market. Call today. 855-406-6218 or download it now, financialplanninghour.com. You've worked too long and too hard to allow your retirement to play out like a scary movie trailer. So call right now, 855-406-6218. More of the Financial Planning Hour is next. ideas, concepts, and strategies that may challenge the way you were taught to think about saving and investing for retirement. The studio line is 508-673-1480. You're listening to the Financial Planning Hour.
And welcome back into the Financial Planning Hour with your host, Richard Bassett, proudly sponsored by J. Marshall Associates and joined in studio by David Brown. We are live today. If you've got questions, feel free to give us a call, 508-673-1480. So I went on an Attorney General's site. It's actually the Attorney General of Minnesota's site, and it's awesome. It's got all sorts of how to spot a scam information on it. So again,
what state is that? So just people can go look at it if they want to.
The Attorney General's, I'm sure Massachusetts has one. This was just the first one that came up when I typed in how to spot a scam in Google machine. And I came back with the Attorney General's website from Minnesota, Dave, from Minnesota. Okay. So it says how to spot a scam. You are contacted out of the blue. Sort of like I was today. Okay, that's a good example. All right. You are required to send money up front in order to receive a prize. I had a client last year who did not want to leave her house because she swore Publishers Clearing House was coming to give her money and you had to be home. And I said, I don't think that's the case, quite frankly. If you're the winner, you're the winner. They're not going to give it out to someone else because you're at work that day. Okay. I also remember a client of mine who won a contest and he was in line for $100,000. That's a lot of money to dangle in front of somebody.
Yeah.
And he had to pay the taxes ahead of time. So he had to write a check to these people in order to cover the taxes before they released the money. My first question to him when he ran it by me, thankfully he did before he got too deep into it, but he was excited about this winning. And when he ran it by me, I asked him, I said, did you ever participate in this contest? No. I said, well, how can you win something you didn't participate in? He goes, I don't know. I'm like, well, sounds like it's a scam. Okay, so you've got to be diligent, and all it takes is one moment of time. And I'll talk about my wife in a minute because she had that one moment in time, and you know, it's something that we've talked about for years. She hates the story, but the reality is it happened. So again, you're required to send money up front in order to receive a prize. Oftentimes, they'll claim it's because you got to cover some kind of taxes.
You know, my favorite one is the email. The email that says you've been selected. Or you've been chosen.
Yeah.
I just delete it before I even go farther past it.
You probably should. It's probably full of bad things for your computer as well, right?
Oh,
yeah. I've gotten the old phishing ones where, you know, my great distant relative from some country I've never been to has money that they want to give to me because they died and suddenly in a car crash and all I have to do is cover the exchange rate or taxes or what have you. It's all baloney. So another one is you are asked to send money via a wire transfer or a reload pack. So as I said, you know, in my client's example, it was debit cards. It was Apple gift cards they were using. Those have a lot of value because you can buy all sorts of stuff on Apple and you can buy Apple products as well. You are asked to provide personal or financial information. I'm reminded of a time when we first bought our house. My bank called me and they wanted me to tell them my social security number. And I said, no. I said, I don't know. You're from the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
And they said, well, yeah, we're from the bank. We called. I said, okay, what's the address of the house? And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, you loaned me $250,000.
You would know where the house is.
You know where the house is, right? And they said, yeah, the house is blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, well, you know my social. And they said, yeah, we just want to verify it. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what. You tell me what it is, and I'll say yes or no. And that's exactly what happened, and everything worked out just fine that time. So you have to be diligent. Sometimes it sounds a little bit like you have to be nasty.
You got to protect yourself.
You got to, because no one else is going to protect you at the end of the day. And this is a huge industry, this you know, online retail scamming, whatever you want to call it. It's constant. So, you know, don't provide personal or financial information. Remember, the IRS, and that was another one going around for a while, the IRS will never call you. They'll send you a letter or they'll show up at your door. That's it. They're not going to call you. I had a client who received a letter from Social Security saying that she was overpaid and therefore they're going to withhold some Social Security checks, which is what they do to make up the difference, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, it was legitimate because it was a letter from Social Security. You'll see that. You'll notice that. You know. And if you're not sure, you know, online scams, you can hover. Many people don't know this. If you hover over the address, that email address or that website domain, it'll pop up. And if it looks funny, then it is, because, you know, Google's housed in the United States. These companies are housed in the United States. So, you know, if you get a direct link that shows you, you know, that this website is from Nigeria, chances are it's a scam. And I'd say really almost 100% chance that it's a scam. So, you know, don't provide personal or financial information unless you're absolutely sure who you're speaking with. And again, as I said with my client's example, you are asked to keep it a secret. People want stuff. They don't want it. They don't, you know, legitimate businesses don't want you to keep them a secret. They want you to do business. They want you to refer them. So anytime someone says, don't tell anybody, don't tell my parents, don't tell your neighbors, it's a scam.
I've got a story for you. But, and it's like, you never know who you're talking to on the phone.
Right.
And you also don't know if it's their real phone number. Because right. they'll borrow someone else's phone number.
They bounce off them.
Yeah. And so someone tried to call me one day from a fake phone number. And I have a Wi-Fi phone,
mm-hmm.
and it has its own phone number. Because when I lose my phone, I can take my Wi-Fi phone and call myself and find it in my house. So I look up at who's calling me. It's me, David Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's so random. They picked my phone number mm-hmm. to call me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, wow.
It's crazy. Another example that it's a scam, another way to spot a scam is you're asked to act quickly. Legitimate businesses don't ask you to act quickly, okay? When you come into my office, we generally, with a new client, we have three meetings. First meeting, gather information. Second meeting, make recommendations in writing. Third meeting, implement plan if we're going to move forward together. Three meetings. And I always tell my clients, you never want your financial advisor to be in a hurry to get your money, because that means they don't have enough clients or they don't have enough money of their own. So you got to be careful of that. Okay. So that's another example.
Well, if people rush, they don't think through the thing first.
Well, that's really what they're looking. I swear they're looking for you to have that bad day, to have that momentary lapse in judgment. It's all it takes. And, you know, I guess we'll get to it. My wife years ago, she got caught up in a scam. It was the old Microsoft scam. And what happened is the phone rang and it was Microsoft. Lo and behold, was it really? We don't know. No, it was not. Microsoft calls and said, hey, we noticed you've got some viruses on your computer.
Oh.
And we're going to fix it for you. So we're going to remote access into your computer
mm-hmm.
and we're going to remove these viruses, because that's bad. You don't want viruses on your computer, right? So my wife had a really long day at work that day. The kid was little, being a pain in the butt, no doubt. And as a result, she had that momentary lapse in judgment where she allowed them online access to our home computer. And when I walked in the door, she's still on the phone. I said, who are you on the phone with? And she goes, Microsoft. And I said, I don't think so. She goes, yeah, well, Microsoft's fixing our computer right now. They're removing these viruses from our computer. I said, how does Microsoft even know we have a computer? She goes, I don't know. I said, right. We didn't buy it from Microsoft. We bought it from Best Buy. And I said, okay. And she's like, well, you know, they're doing it. I'm like, well, what do they charge? She goes, oh, they didn't. They said it's free. I'm like, right. So Microsoft, a Fortune 500 company,
is working for free.
Because no one does that, right? And she goes, nope. And I said, it's a scam. Hang up. And my wife was so convinced it wasn't. She argued with me. And as she was arguing with me, of course, they were having more and more time to access the files on the computer they wanted. And what happened in the end is eventually she hung up and our computer was locked. It was frozen. So our, you know, welcome to the Bassett family computer screen was gone. And now it had a number to call. And when you call that number, they told you to send $1,000 in. I think at the time it was Bitcoin or whatever it was. They wanted us to wire them $1,000 of Bitcoin. And then they would provide us with the password. So it was a ransom scam. And, you know, believe it or not, hospitals have been caught up in this. Police stations, one in Massachusetts in particular, I remember, was caught up in this as well. And of course, hospitals, that's a big prize, because they've got lots of money and they have lots of sensitive confidential data, and you know they need it. If you go, last time you've been to the doctors, you notice there's a computer in every darn waiting room and exam room and everything else. You know why? Because that's where all the information is now, in the cloud. And people say it's better and more efficient, and no doubt it is, but it also puts you at risk every time someone is on that, accesses it, you know, whether it's the hospital staff or, you know, nurses, doctors, of course, but it could be the cleaning staff, could be anybody, you know, you don't know. It could be just a really good patient who's really smart with computers and is able to access it. You don't know. So you've got to protect yourself everywhere you can. Now, unfortunately, in 2024, your information is going to be out there. Okay. It's going to be out there. But you've got to work on steps for yourself to make sure you're not the one who's making yourself more vulnerable to this, more likely to become a victim to this, because you don't want to go through it. Because, you know, ultimately, if you lose enough, you might not be able to pay your legitimate bills because of it. You know, I'm reminded of a girl in my office who rents a house in Somerset. She rents out a house in Somerset. And the first person she ever rented to, they made a first payment, they made a last payment, and they never made any other payments. And it was a really smart way to do it because she had a legitimate job. They did a background check on this lady. Everything came back like roses. But the problem was, she told him that she had been scammed herself and she was waiting for new documents from the bank so she could access her money again. This went on for months. But it sounds good, doesn't it? Like, oh, here's my first check and here's the last check. But guess what? Oh, I couldn't get you the first month's rent because
there's a glitch at the bank.
Right. It's the bank's problem, right?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
the bank's problem. And by the way, if you owe me money, go get cash. If you can't get a check, if you can't write a use the debit card, get cash. They still have cash. Cash is a real thing still, and it works. It's really easy to decipher cash versus anything else. So, you know, but this woman dragged along my coworker for months and months because it sounded just so legitimate, you know, especially in today's day and age. We're talking about scams right now that, you know, oh, I got hacked, so I got to wait for my bank to fix it and undo it and, you know, get me my money back and so on. And in the meantime, you're not getting your rent money. So, you know, there's lots of stories out there like that. You've got to protect yourself. You've got to make sure. So another example, how to spot a scam, as we just talked about, you're asked to act quickly. Another one, you receive payment in the form of a cashier's check or money order. That's what happened with my client who thought he won the $100,000. They showed him this check printed on bank paper, you know, showing a bank name, a legitimate bank name. But again, that's just creative computer writing. You know, think about the things people can do on a computer. They can make letterhead, they can make logos, they can make it look like they're the Prince of Siam if they want. They can do anything. So you've got to really protect yourself. And again, like I said earlier, when in doubt, don't give it out. So you receive payment in the form of a cashier check or money order is another one. And when we come back, we'll wrap up with a couple more ways that you can protect yourself and others in your life from scams. Again, if you need help retiring successfully, you can give my office a call. We'd love to sit down with you. 508-673-3300.
Investing in the stock market these days is like riding a roller coaster. Leaving a place of safety, get on the coaster, hear the clickety-clack as you experience anticipation climbing to the top of the hill, followed by sheer panic as you plummet back to the earth, hoping you stay on track. You might be brave enough to repeat the process several times, going up and down, but never achieving higher highs and accomplishing nothing but anticipation followed by fear. The stock market has been doing this same ride of volatility with no real growth. Proper education, though, can help you find a better way to grow your money during these times.
So, how's this latest stock market roller coaster treating you? It's time to get off and call Richard Bassett right now at 855-406-6218. That's 855-406-6218. More of the Financial Planning Hour is next. You're listening to the Financial Planning Hour.
And welcome back into the Financial Planning Hour, hosted by Richard Bassett, probably sponsored by J. Marshall Associates, and joined in studio by David Brown.
Still here.
You are, Dave.
Still here.
You're still here. Talking about scams today, because I think I got caught up in one this morning right before I came on the show. Actually, I was actually on the phone with the bank as I walked into the studio. And actually, I just had a client email me, and thank you, Paul, who said that it sounds like I handled everything right. He says, this is a scam. He's actually seen other information online. So, you know, another good resource is Google, believe it or not. You know, Google. What's happening to you, and if someone's talking about it, chances are it's going to be on there, and you might realize it's a scam quicker if you read someone else's story and goes, man, this sounds just like my story. And that's what the thing, you know, scammers aren't creative enough to come up with new scams each time. They just use the same one over and over again. And
there's so many people to fool.
Right. They throw out a big net, and hopefully they catch a couple of dumb fish is really what it comes down to, right? So you've got to protect yourself at all costs, and you've got to be aware of it. You know, you've got to be aware of it.
Well, don't leave yourself vulnerable. people either, because there's people watching.
Yeah.
And your information is being sold, and they don't care who buys it.
Yeah.
And it's just like you've heard a million times, don't say on Facebook, you're going on vacation for 2 weeks, and my house will be empty.
Yeah.
Now, that's what everyone knows that. Well, there's all kinds of ways to think about that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've got to protect yourself, because ultimately, once the money's gone, it's generally gone. So the last thing from the Attorney General's Minnesota's website is, it sounds too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's the reality. So, you know, don't be afraid to say no. Ask a friend, family member, or neighbor for their opinion. Don't be rushed. You know, legitimate businesses generally don't rush people. When in doubt, as I said earlier, don't give it out. Research the offer. Just some good suggestions from that Attorney General's website. You know, in general, I think, though, your family is probably the best protection, because the more you guys communicate with each other, the more aware. You know, that grandparent scam, that's a real one. That happened to a family friend of ours. My parents were caught up in with the roofer, my wife with the Microsoft, myself with this, you know, fraud alert. So, you know, just to give you a little clarification on what happened today, if you're tuning in late, is that, you know, I got a fraud alert from my bank, which is pretty legitimate, because you see those from time to time. The reality is that when I replied no, I did not try to wire $5,500 from my bank. I wouldn't even know how to do that or why I would do that. I usually write checks or recurring payments, I guess, online. And someone called me, and on the call, they told me they had to do a hard reset of my online banking information, which I don't generally use. My wife handles most of that stuff, quite frankly. I'm too busy handling my clients' money. And what ended up happening was, during the call, they hung up on me three different times we were disconnected. So that was a little bit suspicious at first.
They call you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they called me back each time, but they're a little suspicious, quite frankly. They didn't speak with a clear cadence, you know, I think sometimes we're getting more used to that, but I think generally customer service people, especially when you get into the fraud departments of banks, they have great English skills. And the reason being is, you want to make sure you're getting the right information, you're speaking to the right people. So, you know, you just got to protect yourself at all. But anyway, what I ended up doing is I ended up, you know, basically stopping the engagement. And then on one of the messages, I got a code, and it said that, don't give this code out. And here's this woman on the phone from the bank, quote unquote, who's telling me to give her the code. And it says, no one at the bank will ever ask for this code, but yet she's asking for the code. So, you know, realistically, what I think happened is that there was no fraud alert. It was fake. That they were trying to steal the money. And if I'd given her that code, they would have been able to access my online banking information and basically cleaned out my checking and savings accounts by the time I got off the show today.
But hopefully your bank is on the ball, because I had a call come to me a few years back, and it was my bank.
Mm.
And they said, were you in Singapore last night?
Mm. Only in my dreams, right?
So, yeah.
You got to protect yourself. Well, and unfortunately, Dave, you know, the problem is that society, we're getting busier and busier and hectic, and the stress level is high, let's face it. And I think that when you're in that moment of weakness, that stressful day, you know, the baby's giving you a hard time, or work, or boss, or, you know, traffic, you know, Washington Bridge, whatever it is, we get stressed. And that's when we make mistakes that generally we would not make. So, you know, do what you can to protect yourself. Make sure to check in on your, you know, your relatives, especially your older relatives, to make sure they understand that this is the new world order now.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, make sure they take the proper steps to eliminate it. You know, I had one client go so far as one time literally took mom's phone away because she was constantly getting these scammer calls. And, you know, her mother, being an older lady, didn't have a big social circle, was entertaining these calls because it was something to do all day, as opposed to, you know, just hanging up and going on to the next thing. So one quick thing, last thing is, you know, if you ever get a call and there's nothing on the line and someone's asking you something and they're trying to get you to say the word yes. So don't say the word yes. Why? Because if you say the word yes, they're going to use your voice recording somehow to access your bank, financial information, what have you, and they're going to come after it. What we do in our office as a legitimate financial planning firm is, obviously, we back all our stuff off file, off site. Our records are off site. Everything is kept off site. And the reason we do that, and it's backed up every night, encrypted every night, for this very reason, because we need to protect our clients' data. Because, quite frankly, yes, the money is important, but their data is the most important thing that we are privileged with to have the trust from the community that we have. So we protect it. We do everything we can to protect it, because we don't want anything to ever leave our office that's not supposed to leave our office. So with that said, I'm going to end my diatribe on scams today and give Dave just a minute. I'm sorry, Dave. What's going on in the real estate world?
Oh, all kinds of new and interesting stuff in the real estate world. David Brown, Realtor, High Point Properties, phone number 508-277-3297. I just want to talk about smart homes a little bit. People building smart homes. You know, everyone's got a smart device, a smart doorbell. They got smart refrigerators. They got smart thermostats, garage door openers, everything. And what you want to do is hire an integrator to help you install this stuff before, and it should be during the blueprint time, because retrofitting costs you a lot of money as opposed to building it into your house. And you know, you don't want wires lying all around your baseboards. You want them in the walls. So you hire an integrator. How do you find an integrator? Get a pencil. I'm going to tell you. There's a group known as the Custom Electronic Design and Installation Association, and they are known as Sedia, and they have experts that will help you integrate your digital technology into your brand new home.
Perfect.
And I'll say their name again one more time in the five seconds I got. Custom Electronic Design and Installation Association. Call them. If you forget, call me. I'll tell you. 508-277-3297. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you next week.